The environment is a very successful area of the Grand Challenges because these are of great national importance and have proven to be quite fruitful. So here you have reservoir and groundwater. This is simulating the seepage of pollutions from a site, say, into a particular, say, a river or just a general area. Air quality of some famous pictures of Los Angeles Air Basin, where it's quite obvious how, in some sense, of the physics of air movement drives pollution from one place into another place. Climate and weather stems from near-term data assimilation through long-term, what will happen 100 years from now? Are we really warming the planet up and looking for an environmental disaster? There is work mentioned here in geophysics, because there's a lack of industrial funding of geophysics, and also we are involved in a new aspect of a grand challenge in this area, not analyzing what happens when there is an earthquake, which is this problem here, but rather analyzing data and doing simulations to see if there will be an earthquake.